Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
It is an absolute pleasure to have you with us today on the Armed American Radio Network and a great Memorial Day week. Let's say week to you, not weekend, but week. It's a Memorial Day week, and boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you today. But before we get started, Phoenix, Arizona, we have been waiting for this for a long, long time. The Valley of the Sun. Intelligent conservative talk, news talk, 960 KKNT. You join Bullhead City, Kingman, Tucson on the AAR network. Your doctor has written you a 2-hour dosage of Armed American Radio. Your pharmacy is open. We are filling your prescription for freedom. Welcome to the broadcast. KBTM, 1230 AM, Jonesboro, Arkansas. You are in the same boat as Phoenix. Wow. Welcome to the show. Your prescription for freedom is also being filled. I got to tell you something. You know, it's Memorial Day week. We'll call it Memorial Day week. Every once in a while, I know you can feel this, but you see something, you watch something, you read something, you listen to something, and it just tugs at your emotions. And I had that happen to me on a trip down to Tampa, Florida this past week, when I had a meeting with the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. What an amazing group of people, and what perfect timing to be able to talk to you about this. Here it is, Memorial Day week. We have troops fighting overseas. We've all seen what our special operations forces are capable of doing. We've seen it over the last 3 to 4 weeks, of course, with the death of bin Laden. Good riddance. And here we have a group, Special Operations Warrior Foundation, that we're going to actually hear from two representatives from later in the broadcast today. If you're not participating, if you're not donating to this group, you need to be. They can't do it alone. You may have seen them in the news recently. Glock just recently donated to they donated $100,000 to this fine, super fine organization. And these people are literally doing God's work, taking care of the children of our fallen American heroes at the Special Operations Warrior Foundation, guaranteeing an education, a college education, a grant, a full scholarship grant to the children of our fallen warriors. They will be here today, and it will be a great discussion, and we'll show you how to get a hold of these people, how to contribute, and how to help the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Great work. Great work. The guest lineup today, amazing. John Lott, famed economist, author of the More Guns, Less Crime books, The Bias Against Guns. You've seen him on Fox News. You read him on Fox News. You've seen him in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. He is in the studio with me today and will be for a solid 3 hours. We will be confounding the left, that's for sure. They won't know what to do. Hopefully they're paying close attention. And sitting to his right, my left, you've heard her on the program before, Ms. Nikki Gosar. Nikki Gosar, of course, had a run-in with a stalker about a year ago. Was it April a year ago?
No, two years ago.
Now time is flying. 2009. Nikki will be telling us that story. I won't. Those of you who are new to the broadcast will hear the amazing things that Nikki has done as a result of the murder of her husband in Johnny's Sports Bar in Nashville, Tennessee in April of 2009. Because of Tennessee's law and because of the fact that Nikki Gosar is a law-abiding citizen and was following Tennessee law, her husband is gone, and she'll tell you exactly what she's been doing to see that his death, Ben's death, was not in vain. She's sitting here in the studio. We will get to her momentarily as well. Phoenix, in honor of KKNT joining the broadcast today, the city of Phoenix is being sued by our good friend Alan Corwin. Alan Corwin will be here to talk about the suit against the fine city of Phoenix. The Mad Ogre will be here. David Kodria will be here to give us another breaking update on the ATF scandal, the Project Gunwalker scandal. He'll be here later in the show. And this one came together really fast today. South Carolina. I don't like your gun laws. I can't carry my gun lawfully in South Carolina. You're the hole in my map. I don't know of any other way to put it. Nikki's laughing at me. But you're the hole in my map. I have a Florida permit. You honor a Florida permit, but you don't honor my Florida permit because I don't live in Florida. The fact that I used to doesn't matter to you. I have a Georgia permit, but you don't honor my Georgia permit. So I give my vacation dollars other places. I'm not going to go to South Carolina until you fix the problem. You're nodding your head in agreement with me, Nikki, right? Your mic is on. You can say hello.
Hello.
And that's you
yes,
agree
I
with
agree
me.
With you.
You agree with me on that. We'll talk about why later because I was just up in your neck of the woods in Tennessee a couple weeks ago. But South Carolina, OurGunRights.com, gentleman by the name of Mark Balicki. He's on his way back from Los Angeles right now, but he's going to be on the ground in enough time to give us a call. South Carolina, much like Tennessee, has these goofy, you know, you can put up a no-gun sign, and I guess it carries the weight of law as it does in Tennessee. And Mark's come up with a great idea how to counter that. He's going to tell us about it later on the program as well. In addition to that, a couple fun things. Let's get some business out of the way. The American Trigger Sports Network, yours truly, is participating beginning June 30th, Thursday night. I will be a participant on the Pursuit Channel's American Trigger Sports Network. I'll give you the schedule and the lineup for that show later in the broadcast, the complete schedule. Our good friend and host of American Trigger Sports Network, James Toll. You can see me. You can see David Codrey on there. Every once in a while, you'll see Masad Ayoub and just a bevy of great guests. The lineup at American Trigger Sports Network is great, so we're looking forward to that. I'll give you the lineup in just a little while. Phone numbers, if you want to participate on the show today, if you'd like to talk to me, John Lott, Nikki Gosar, and any of our guests, reach out to us, please, at 877-956-9566. That's 877-956-9566. You can reach me in the studio, on the computer, on the screen, at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARmark. Sean, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. You were chasing storms this week?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Well, we have a good lineup. We can let you relax a little bit unless we get a ton of phone calls today, okay?
Okay.
All right. We have a lot of stories that we want to cover. Some of them we want to go over with Mr. Lott here. Obama administration eyeing gun control under the radar. A right to bear Glocks from the New York Times. This bears a relook at an editorial on January 9th by Gail Collins. Definitely worthy of a Bonehead of the Week award. John's recent article on Hero Gets Fired for Using a Gun to Stop a Robbery at a Walgreens. We touched on that just a little bit last week. The St. Pete Times is at it again. Gun debate coming soon to the St. Petersburg City Council. This is an unbelievable story. We'll talk about that in hour two when St. Pete joins us. We don't want them to miss it. And a number of, yeah, you're laughing, Sean. I hear it. It's ridiculous. Let's introduce some guests, okay?
All right.
How about it? You want to? John Lott, welcome to the studio. It's a pleasure to have you here. How are you doing today?
Oh, great to finally be in studio. We've done it a couple times over the telephone, but it's nice to be here.
It is. It's great to have you here. The audio sounds great, too, doesn't it, Sean? It beats a phone call, right?
Good.
It does. And Miss Nikki Gosar, how you doing, Nikki?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mark. Good to see you.
Good to see you here in the studio. Now, this is your second trip to the Armed American Radio studio, so welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So do we get barbecue every time we come in town?
Yeah, you know what? You do, yeah.
Okay.
You do. Well, Sean, you missed it.
Oh, yeah, just rub it in.
Oh, you missed it. It was
Should
really,
I rub it in?
It was so good, Sean. You missed out.
It was pretty amazing.
Mm. He said rub it in, didn't he?
Oh, come on now.
Let's say brand new Weber ranch kettle.
Oh, wow.
Let's say a beer can chicken, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
What do we call that? Montreal chicken seasoning. Outstanding.
Mm-mm.
Very moist. Very good. Crispy. Perfect skin.
Mm.
Outstanding. Then we had a split whole chicken that was jerk marinated for 24 hours.
You're killing me.
Something you in beef territory might recognize, and this is a tri-tip.
Yes.
A tri-tip that was soaked in a ginger soy marinade for 24 hours.
Mm.
And prior to serving, was dumped in a, it wasn't sticky fingers. We won't give them our money. We'll tell you why in a little bit. I guess it was a Sweet Baby Ray's sauce. And then sliced like a brisket.
Oh, man.
Oh.
It was
I think we
so
found
good.
Mark's true love is cooking. I think we found that out.
Yeah, it was
have you noticed, Sean, he describes his cooking like a beautiful woman?
Yes, he does.
I also photograph my grill. I'll throw pictures up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page of what was on the grill. And then we had, of course, you had to have the ribs. We had the St. Louis cut ribs in honor of Nikki from Tennessee being here. We did a dry rub on them. We didn't grill those wet.
But
we smoked them for about 5 hours. Mm-mm. Everything just fell apart.
Oh, stop it.
And it was outstanding. Yeah,
it was great.
One day I'm going to show up.
Well, you need to. And Texas is beef barbecue. We love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Stay with me. Put your seatbelts on. It's going to be a great one. We're going to move quick. We'll be right back. More after this.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Extreme Shock, the leaders in innovative lethal bullet technology, introduces the new 38 Snubby, a 55-grain bullet traveling at an impressive 1,350 feet per second from a snub-nose revolver, a lightweight, low-recoil round designed to give massive fragmentation inside of soft tissue without the stinging recoil of standard hollow-point ammo. Great for seniors or ladies where recoil could be a problem. Extreme Shock 38 Snubby. Put the sting on the other end. Check out the high-speed video at ExtremeShockUSA.net. The return of a classic. It's been over 20 years since we introduced the Para P1445. Now, as we celebrate 100 years of the 1911 design, you asked us to bring it back and we listened. Introducing the original high-capacity 45 ACP 1911, the Para P1445. We've also added a fiber optic front sight to the P1445, giving you 14-round capacity with the best 3-dot sight system in the world. For more information and to see this legendary pistol, visit para-usa.com. That's para-usa.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This is Larry Yatch, AAR's resident Navy SEAL. Once again, the superior skills and training of the SEALs win the day. If you want to experience the very same firearms training that brought Osama bin Laden to justice, join me in Atlanta June 17th, 18th, and 19th. I will personally take your handgun and carbine skills to a new level and share my SEAL combat experiences with you. There are limited seats left, so sign up now online at shootlikeaseal.com. That's www.shootlikeaseal.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67. The Door Sentinel installs on any door in minutes. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress today. To take advantage of this special Armed American Radio offer and to purchase the Door Sentinel, visit armedamericanradio.com. Secure your home today.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back. I wish we could keep that playing a little bit longer and crank it. Well, we actually could turn it up in here. It sounded really good in the studio. I can promise you that. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're with us. Glad you're joining us. It is going to be a good one. Buckle in. We're going to get started right now. If you want to participate, talk to John Lott, Nikki Goster, and myself. Reach out to us right away. Call Sean, 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Get you into the studio or twitter.com/AAR. Mark, you can also watch us doing the show. You can see Nikki and John right there on your screen at armedamericanradio.com. All you got to do is click the little play button. They're laughing, but they look great on camera. They're used to it. All right, we're going to get started. We're going to come right out of the gate. Obama admin eyeing gun control under the radar. This is something we talked about very briefly last week. I have an expert in the field, and I'm going to take complete and total full advantage to get his opinion. John, my take on this very quickly is, someone asked, I was on Doug Giles, Clash Radio National Interview just earlier this week. He says, tell me what you think about this. I said, it didn't shock me at all to see this. Does it shock you?
No, I mean, I knew Obama when we both taught at the University of Chicago Law School at the same time. And the first time I met him, I went up, I introduced myself. He said, oh, you're the gun guy. And I said, I guess so. And he said that I don't believe people should be able to own guns. And I had heard that he had been helping the city of Chicago with its suit against the gun makers. And I said to him, well, maybe you and I can get together for lunch sometime and talk about this. And he just kind of crinkled his face and turned around and walked away. And that was the end of our first conversation. It's pretty much the way all our, you know, one and a half dozen or so conversations went, all very short. I had the feeling that he pretty much disliked me tremendously just because of our different views on guns. So, you know, you look at him in the state Senate and in Illinois, he said he supported a ban on handguns. He supported a ban on all semi-automatic guns. He supported a ban on the selling of all guns within 5 miles of a school, park, or some other government building, you know, which would essentially ban guns any place, virtually in like 45 states in the country. You couldn't sell a gun any place in the state. And, you know, there was some conversion that he had briefly during the campaign in 2008, where after the Supreme Court struck down the D.C. gun ban, he came out and he said that he was a longtime strong supporter of the Second Amendment. But, you know, I didn't really believe it. And you can see it in many things that they do right now, even the things that are overt. They've supported bans on importing some semi-automatic rifles. They've imposed new reporting regulations on the sale of long guns in the United States for gun dealers. He's appointed a guy named Andrew Travers to be head of the BATF. The guy was head of the Chicago division for them. And, you know, it's really, he's a really amazing guy because he talks about essentially, he describes the assault weapons ban as dealing with machine guns and makes lots of other basic mistakes, basically just demonizing the guns and things that, you know, he knows is false, and yet doesn't seem to bother him because he seems like a true believer to make those types of statements. And of course, probably the worst thing that Obama's been doing has been the appointment of judges and justices to the Supreme Court. I knew Elena Kagan a little bit when I was at Chicago. She and I overlapped briefly before she went to go work in the Clinton administration, where she basically was the point person inside the administration on gun control rules that the Clinton administration was pushing. But she's on record saying she doesn't believe that there's an individual right to self-defense. Sonia Sotomayor said the same thing. And, you know, we've had two victories in Supreme Court cases, the McDonald case and the Heller case, but those were 5-4 decisions, and they were very narrow decisions. They essentially said that the government could not completely ban an entire category of guns. You know, if the Second Amendment means anything, it would mean that you can't ban guns completely. So that's not really much of a victory. I mean, you have a whole bunch of other gun control regulations. D.C. and Chicago have established high fees that you have to pay, training requirements, other difficulties for being able to get a gun. All those cases have a good chance of going back to the Supreme Court. At least they're going to go to lower courts. And just because you're able to go and get a 5-4 decision saying complete ban went too far doesn't mean you're going to get a 5-4 decision that says that imposing hundreds of dollars of fees goes too far. And but Obama's appointees to the court are going to be people who are going to approve every single government regulation. And if one of the five conservative or moderate justices were to die or retire, and you're talking about people like Scalia and Kennedy being in their late 70s now, then you'd have 5-4 on the other side. And what gains you've made could easily be reversed by the Supreme Court. So, a lot of people get upset about Roe v. Wade and the challenges it could be. But, the closest that's ever come to being in any danger has basically been about 7-2 decisions. Some minor things that are 6-3. But, this is much more in danger of being changed than anything anybody's ever worried about Roe v. Wade being overturned. And so I don't know what he's referring to. This was actually an article that first came out in the Washington Post about a month ago saying where he was telling Sarah Brady that he was doing things under the radar. So I don't know. Seems like these other things are above the radar. So I, who knows what we can guess what he's doing under the radar. But one thing I think is pretty clear, and that is in a second Obama administration, I don't think he would feel the constraints that he's felt up till now of how he's going to deal with gun control issues.
Yeah, you've just taken the wind out of my second question here, where I wanted to go with that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you're going to get today on Armed American Radio. You're going to get these types of answers, and you're going to get this type of discussion. If you've never paid attention before, you need to pay attention now. We have a president who's talking about this now. You've seen it since the Tucson shooting. He's made comment, and he's saying he's your friend. That he's a friend of the Second Amendment. It's a joke. You need to be sleeping with toothpicks under your eyes. Listen, as you just heard John Lott say, let me put it this way. We're one fried margarine sandwich too many away from we had a 5-4 decision. I say that because I read some of the stuff Elvis used to eat on the daily.
Talking about food, Mark.
We're one fried margarine sandwich away from some really bad... really bad things here.
All I can say is I'm glad I don't go over to your house too often because I ate so much yesterday.
I'd
weigh 200 pounds.
Sandwiches, I can promise you that. executive fiat in a second Obama administration is what concerns everybody because we've seen that he is absolutely willing. The regulatory nature, I guess, is the way to put it with this administration. We've seen it push through with health care and the fear that we have now. If he even told the Bradys the truth, who knows if he even told them the truth? The guy has a way of getting around. Hey, they came in and said, hey, are you talking about gun control?
Open with them. I think it corresponds with everything we were just going through about what his real views are on this issue. And, the damage he's been doing just from judicial appointments is huge. I mean, and so I can only guess what other things he's doing beyond what we mentioned. But he's already doing a lot of damage. And if he's on for another term, the likelihood that at least one of the five are gonna die or retire would be higher.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back. This is what you're going to hear for the rest of the show. Don't go away. More to come.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Think about your important computer files, photos, financial records, contact lists. They may be saved on your computer, but they're not safe. You could lose them in an instant, and just about everybody has at some point because of a computer crash, virus, or accidental deletion. That's why I have Carbonite Online Backup for my computer. Carbonite automatically backs up the files on your PC or Mac whenever you're connected to the internet, so you don't have to think about it. It takes just minutes to get started, and it's easy to restore any lost files. All for less than $5 a month, $55 a year for unlimited backup. Plus, get anytime, anywhere access to your backed up files from any computer or from your smartphone with a free Carbonite app. Go to Carbonite.com today. Use my offer code Prager for this special offer. A 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com. Enter offer code Prager.
At a parent-teacher meeting, Julie worried aloud about her preschooler. I see Monique on the playground. And she's, well, stubborn, Julie told the teacher. She waits for others to invite her in, then she wants everything her way, or she pouts. A thought struck Julie. Her own behavior at work was just like Monique's. Julie was slow to initiate, slow to compromise, or share. When people's projects failed to go her way, she acted like, well, like her daughter on the playground. But she could change. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. From the playground to the office to the boardroom, the same essentials identify a team player. Openness, generosity, flexibility, and patience. Julie changed. Can you? It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's
1-800-962-2763. Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Bill Bennett is filling his prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio, and so is the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. And we're not just talking about a little corner of Phoenix, Arizona. We're talking about Phoenix, Arizona. We're talking about Goodyear, Tempe, Avondale, Scottsdale, Phoenix, and everywhere in between that beautiful city, my favorite state in the nation. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that I get out there as often as possible. I'm due my tombstone trip here real soon. Definitely real soon. Nikki, we're going to get to you. I want to tell you some things that happened to me when I was in Tennessee traveling in your fine state. There was an anti-gun conference there held by members of the Braves. In fact, Paul Helmke spoke in Chattanooga at that anti-gun conference. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I was aware of that.
Okay, I figured you were up on that in Tennessee.
I wanted to go so bad.
Do they have a balanced panel?
Yeah, was it fair and balanced?
No, probably not.
Because when I've put together things, I've always made sure that Helmke or somebody else from the other side is invited.
I hats off to you, because they're not welcome on this program. You know, this show, we invited let's just say we invited one of the editorial writers for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on
right.
the program, and she didn't want to come on and didn't want to talk to us on the air. And I made the comment on the air. That's
this,
you know what, they're not
Cynthia or
yes, it was Cynthia Tucker. We wanted her to come on and comment on some of her editorials.
Right.
And she didn't want to come on the program. So,
well, I mean, I usually find that, you know, if I give a talk, I try to make the strongest arguments I can for the other side. But people believe it more when they're there making the arguments.
Right.
And if you can get a debate where you clearly win, that's, I think, makes a big difference in the end. You may not, you're not going to convince Paul Helmke or somebody like that, but the audience, I think it makes some effect over time.
All right, while I have you here, I want to ask you a question. I had, as you know, I was in the studio with you for the More Guns, Less Crime, and with you, Nikki, on the Stossel show last year. Had an opportunity to meet with Dennis Hennigan, and I didn't get the opportunity to ask Dennis this question. I would have loved to, but was unable to. Didn't have the time, and it just didn't fit. You're familiar with Paul Helmke when he made the comments about National Park carry, and he said, we don't need any more dangerous people in our national parks.
Uh-huh.
What we were talking about there, and I talk about that comment a lot because it's telling. He's never retracted that statement. The Bradys say they will use that common deal. Hey, you know, we're not against your Second Amendment rights. Work for common sense gun control legislation. We're for reducing gun violence. But it's always on the backs of me and you and Nikki and everybody listening to this broadcast across the country that doesn't commit crimes, and there's no recidivism. We're not coming in and out of prison, John. So he's talking about concealed carry permit holders when he makes that statement, because that's what that law allowed.
Right. Well, when they talk about reasonable gun control laws, I haven't heard them mention a law that they don't find reasonable. So, I mean, they defended D.C.'s ban on handguns, Chicago's right. ban on handguns. They're willing to completely disarm people. And one thing, I've debated Paul Helmke a number of times, and one of the questions I've taken asking people, and I deal with the third edition of More Guns, Less Crime, is name me one place in the world where we've had a gun ban and murder rates have gone down, because I can't find it. I mean, you'd think this is the simplest form of a gun control law, where we just ban the guns. And you think at least some places you could point to, you know, if there's any truth to this. Because, you know, Americans are generally familiar with how murder rates and violent crime went up in D.C. and Chicago right. after the bans went there. But the gun control people say, well, those weren't really fair tests. Because unless you ban guns over an entire country, criminals can go and get them from one place and take them to another. And I guess I have two responses. One is, if they really thought it was an unfair test, it would have been nice if they had told people about that before they banned it, that they thought it would be counterproductive. You know, their argument doesn't explain why the crime rates actually go up. And the second thing is that there are lots of places in the world where you have entire countries ban guns. You have island nations that ban guns.
Right.
So there's no neighbor that they can go and blame. And yet you see the same increases that you saw in Chicago and D.C., where murder rates and violent crime rates go up. It's not something that's just unique to where we've banned guns. And, you know, when I bring that up with Helmke or Dennis Hennigan, they're basically speechless in terms of, because they can't provide another example. And
right.
it's just, you know, you think it would make a big difference to them if they can't even point to one place where their kind of ideal set of rules. Normally now, they start, when I push this, they say, well, we've never been in favor of banning guns. You know, of course, you ask them, then why do you take the positions you did on these lawsuits? But, the basic problem that you have is that when you ban guns, you have to ask yourself who's most likely to obey the law. It's basically good, law-abiding people, and Nikki has a story that's related to this, who obey these laws, not the criminals. And the problem is that when you disarm law-abiding citizens relative to criminals, you can have these perverse effects. Rather than making it more difficult for criminals to commit crime, it actually makes it easier. So whether we're talking about parks, like you're talking about there, or some other place, you know, restaurant, carry, or other places, or banning guns in whole cities like in Chicago or D.C., you know, there's a simple reason why it produces the opposite effect of what the gun control proponents would like to have. And so Helmke, I mean, it's just a standard argument where they say, well, we don't want guns in parks, but they don't want guns in whole cities either.
Yeah, they don't want guns anywhere, and that's what's so telling about that statement, because they will always come out with the cliche response, we don't want to ban guns. It's that same tired argument.
But they do.
But they do, exactly. And when he makes comments like that, when he says, we don't need any more dangerous people in our parks, he's referring to law-abiding permitted citizens.
Right.
That's who he's referring to.
Permit holders are incredibly law-abiding. You can go through many states. The third edition of More Guns, Less Crime that came out last year has very detailed data for 25 states, but there's lots of states people can look up the data on their own. You can go to Florida, just do concealed carry Florida statistics in a Google search, and you'll come up with Florida's page there. And between October 1987 and the end of April this year, Florida had given out permits to about 1.97 million people. Out of that almost 2 million people, you had 168 over all those years, over all those decades, who had their permits revoked for any type of firearms-related violation.
Right, right.
That's about 1/100 of 1 percentage point. And the revocation rate's been falling over time. I mean, the biggest revocations you had were right after the law got passed. If people got used to law and realized what they could do or not do, the revocation rates go down. If you look at since January in 2008, we've had 4 additional revocations. We have about over 800,000 people that have permits in Florida. That comes to an annual rate of 3/10,000ths. Of 1%. That's 0.0003%. I mean, it's hard to think of any other group in the population that's anywhere near as remotely law-abiding as permit holders are.
It is, and we'll talk later in the program, too, about the Violence Policy Center's CCW killer clock.
Sure.
Because those statistics that you just mentioned, it bears it out, and this thing dates back to 2007, and it is fascinating to take a look at the numbers. Nikki, real quick before we take a break, we've got about 2 minutes, Sean, before break. Is that right?
Almost 30
okay.
seconds.
Okay, we don't have quite 2 minutes, Nikki. We're going to have to push that off a little bit, okay? When we come back, we're going to bring back David Codrey, and we want to talk with him a little bit about the ATF. And then when we come back from that, in the next segment, we'll talk with you a little bit about what John was referring to, the story that you have to tell, and what gun bans do in certain areas. In your particular case, it was in restaurants. As if a restaurant is any different than anywhere else, and why it was singled out, of course, because they say alcohol, as if a law-abiding citizen is going to walk in a establishment that serves alcohol and somehow become this crazy, whacked-out killer, which we all know doesn't happen because you abided by the law, you lost your husband, and the criminal paid no attention to those laws. I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back with John Lott, Nikki Gosar, and David Codrea right after these messages.
Hey everybody, Mark here to tell you about 3 new DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. And get this is a major announcement. The Personal Defense Network is now making 3 essential full-length training DVDs available to the general public. You'll discover dozens of effective personal defense strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network's lineup of instructors. In these DVDs, get this, you'll discover techniques you'll need when confronted with extreme close-quarter shooting situations, including the engagement of multiple threats. You'll also see how to shoot from unorthodox positions, such as while seated or lying on the ground. The 3rd DVD in this package demonstrates skill development drills that you can take to your local range to help fine-tune your shooting and self-defense skills. To order this powerful 3 DVD set for 50% off the already low price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. Check it out now.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Introducing Emerson Knives, American made, American owned, down to the last screw. Emerson Knives is the only knife company owned by one of the world's leading authorities on hand-to-hand combat, Ernest Emerson. From the windswept plains of Afghanistan and the back alleys of Baghdad to the halls of the Pentagon, Emerson Knives are on patrol and protecting those who willfully go into harm's way. For the world's leading tactical blades, visit Emerson Knives at EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Absolutely, we are redefining weekend talk radio, and you're finding out why today. KBTM, 1230 AM, Jonesboro, Arkansas. Welcome back to the program. Glad to have you with us. I'm in the studio here today on the Armed American Radio Network studios with Dr. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, third edition already. If you've not read it, you need to read it. You'll be able to make your case. I can promise you that. And Nikki Gosar. Nikki, welcome back to.
Thank you.
Also, we've got David Kodria. David comes on, for those of you in Phoenix, new listeners around the country, and those of you in Jonesboro, Arkansas, we have David Kodria coming on, breaking the story with Mike Vanderbeau and Dave Workman and a number of other fine people on the ATF breaking scandal, the scandal now known as Project Gunrunner or Gunwalker, previously known as Fast and Furious. We've got Eric Holder on the skids right now. He's sliding. It's very tough to tell the truth when you're not telling the truth. David Kodria, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. First of all, Ms. Gosar, thank you for your very real courage and leadership. Dr. Lott, thank you for your outstanding scholarship. And Mr. Walters, thank you for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming on the program. We love it. David, you've got four or five more great points. What are they?
Okay, one is, why is ATF considering early outs for employees? This was another story that was broken on cleanupatf.org, and it was confirmed by some of our sources that ATF management has a poll out where they're soliciting employees on taking early retirement. Now, this is pretty curious because Ken Melson, the acting director, actually had a town hall meeting earlier where he said that he was disturbed at the high number of veteran agents leaving the agency before mandatory and was looking into how to reverse that trend. And so what we're talking about is, we're talking about the people with experience and the people who know things are somehow or other at management direction being encouraged to leave the agency. Now, another friend of mine pointed out that the federal fiscal year runs from October through September, and so that it really makes no sense budget-wise to do anything late in the year. So we have to question with, like, Phoenix Management getting repositioned to Washington, D.C. and replaced out there, and moves like this. Again, you don't know for certain that something's up with this, but it just seems like it's another dot that has an indicator that ought to be looked into at the very least.
Curious to say the least. White House new progressive media propaganda czar to manage bad news.
Obama administration has hired progressive media and online response guru, who happens to be the same guy who's married to MoveOn.org's Nita Chowdhury, and she's the one who attacked Obama's nominee for CIA director, General Petraeus, with her MoveOn.org propaganda campaign, calling him General Petraeus. So
we're
looking at that, how that's going to work out. And the thing about the progressive community, okay, the Congressional Progressive Caucus is aligned with an outfit that's called the Democrat Socialist of America.
Right.
Itself is an affiliate of Socialist International. And I would just like, these are all people that are big gun controllers, and I would just like the audience to consider that one of the songs that they had on their website and they took down to the tune of Are You Sleeping was called Are You Sleeping Bourgeoisie, and it says, when the revolution comes, we'll kill you all with knives and guns. So these are the types of people that are putting out propaganda now for the Obama administration.
That's something we want to watch, progressive media, folks. That's extremely scary. Grassley vows to hold up nominations in retaliation for admin stonewalling. They're stonewalling Grassley? Are you kidding me? The DOJ under Holder is stonewalling? Can you give us an update?
And he says that he's going to put a hold on nominees for Justice Department positions until Attorney General Eric Holder and his subordinates start cooperating with the Gunwalker inquiry that he launched 4 months ago. And, of course, we've talked about the stonewalling not only for him but also for Congressman Issa.
Okay. David Kodria, thank you very much for the update and the report. We're having to move very, very quickly today. You'll be back next week to give us more. You broke news here on Armed American Radio last week. Thank you very much for your efforts here. This isn't going to go away, is it?
Nope. ICE is going to start holding hearings in June is the latest word, June 13th. So stay tuned.
As a direct result of your efforts, Mike Vanderbo's efforts, Dave Workman's efforts, and everybody else involved, thank you very much for what you're doing for freedom. Appreciate it, and a great Memorial Day to you.
Same to you. Take care.
You betcha. Great stuff. Nikki, let's go to you. We're going to keep moving quick. We're going to keep the listeners, just keep them on their toes. What happened to you in Tennessee?
About 2 years ago, my husband was murdered right in front of me by a man who had been stalking me. And I'm a right to carry permit holder. I was at the time. But because of Tennessee state law, I had to leave my permitted gun locked in my vehicle that night. But
now, you followed the law.
I did follow the law.
You followed the law.
At the time, there were no guns, permitted guns allowed in any establishment that serves alcohol. That's where my husband and I were running our mobile karaoke business that evening. And my stalker, of course, he brought his gun in illegally. He was carrying that gun illegally.
Wait
he was
minute,
not
wait
permitted.
Minute. Wait a minute. Let's get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
The individual who killed your husband.
Yes.
He broke the law.
He broke
Can
the
you
law.
Imagine?
Unbelievable.
He broke the law. You mean he went in there, he ignored the signs, he ignored Tennessee state law, and he went in with a gun?
There was actually no signs at that time because it was against the law.
Right.
They hadn't even debated it, so there were no signs on the door. It just, everybody knows you can't carry in a place that serves alcohol.
Well, we all know that those signs were probably what would have stopped him.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing stuff. I was just in Tennessee. Your story is you've written a book, but you're in the process. Is the manuscript complete?
The manuscript is almost complete,
okay.
Yes. I hope to have it released within the next year.
Okay, well, we will definitely stay up on that one, no question about that, because that's something we want to have you back on again and again and again to talk about when it comes out. We'll certainly help you with that. I was just in Tennessee, and we are sitting in just about, well, we're in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, right on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. We border Tennessee. Chattanooga has a wonderful aquarium up there. My daughter's Brownie Troop went up. No weapons allowed. Won't be going back. I'll tell you that right now. Won't be going back until you continue to do the great work that you're doing up there. Because of you, you can now carry, and your efforts, testifying in front of the state. Give us briefly The, what have you been doing to change those laws? And we'll talk a little bit about what I ran up against and what you can do to change those again.
Well, I worked with a senator. His name is Senator Doug Jackson. He's actually a Democrat who sponsored the restaurant carry bill last session. And we worked together, and he brought my story to the Senate floor, and we had to actually override the governor. He had a veto on the bill twice. And
that was Bredesen at the time.
Yep, Governor Bredesen. And anyway, it is now a law you can carry as long as you're properly permitted in any establishment that serve alcohol, as long as you're not drinking.
But there was a compromise in the legislature.
Yes.
that compromise
posting.
Is something that's the posting compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And that posting compromise states that and this is kind of convoluted, because what we had here was, when it was posted previously, the signs had to adhere to certain state requirements. It had to be the international red circle with a line through it, a reasonable facsimile of a firearm,
mm-hmm.
easily discernible to the average clown who doesn't know what a gun looks like, quite frankly. And then it had to meet the similar statutes next to it. But there mm-hmm. was a compromise. Now it just has to be a no weapons. It just has to say, or a sign that shows no weapons.
Exactly.
And it has to be posted conspicuously. We're going to talk about that later in the broadcast. That's very, very important. People can find themselves in trouble, law-abiding people who are concerned about those things.
Sure.
And not even know it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. Phoenix, you're on it. I love it. Jonesboro, Arkansas, welcome to the crew. We're filling your prescription for freedom. When we come back, we're going to talk to Special Ops Warrior Foundation. You don't want to miss this. You know, sometimes things tug at your heartstrings, folks, and this is one of them, and there's nothing better than this group on Memorial Day weekend. We're going to bring Edie Rosenthal, Public Relations Director, and Melinda Petragani, daughter of a fallen Army Ranger, right here to talk to you after these messages. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Face it, we don't know where the market will be in 6 months. The key is to know when it changes direction. In 2008, investors watched their 401k and IRA go down 40% as mutual fund companies like Fidelity and Vanguard told us to stay the course with a buy and hold strategy. Well, that plan didn't work. It's time for a new strategy, one that beats buy and hold. Welcome to NetSignal, an investment website and strategy designed for all 401k and IRA retirement investors. The concept is simple. You stay invested in your equity funds when the market is going up, and you temporarily move to your money market fund when the market is trending down. NetSignal tells you when. It's easy to use and even works with your company's 401k plan. Check out NetSignal.com to see how well your funds would have performed with NetSignal. And it's affordable, $10 a month. Sign up now and get a month free. NetSignal.com, a new strategy for your 401k and IRA that works. Get the right signal at the right time. Go to NetSignal.com.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.